Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Hello, welcome back to the judgiest place on the internet. My name's Josh.
Did you forget what your own name was?
Maybe? Correct.
My name is Rick.
And my name's... fuck. No, give me a second, guys. It's Christian.
And we are...
The judgies.
Welcome to all the new listeners.
And the old ones.
No, we only care about new ones.
Oh, well, I care about you old ones.
No, if you're not new, get out of here.
The only way we like old ones are if they're recommending it to new ones.
Correct.
That's how it goes here.
And welcome back to past listeners. If you're not sure what this podcast is.
I just said that.
Then what we do is we argue unnecessarily, mainly about stories on the internet. And sometimes people leave us some little comments. Some little things on our posts. We posted on YouTube. We posted a clip on TikTok. It's got over 100,000 views. It's got over 20,000 likes.
We're famous, baby.
I was gonna
pretty much famous.
Hair flip, but that was like all you, Joshua.
We've been told about, talked about on Jake and Amir's podcast.
That's correct. I actually commented in the Jake and Amir subreddit, as I am one to do. And somebody recognized my username from our podcast, so that was kind of cool.
Hey!
But I think we're going to do a little bit of a clapback segment, because we're getting comments. We're getting heat, mainly meat, not you guys. But
yuck. That's ew.
But I think it's time to put these commenters in their fucking place.
Yeah, if they're going to come for the fucking crown,
they
better be
shit?
Ready to fucking tussle.
So... a lot of these are from these first ones will be from our TikTok. So if you didn't see it, it's a TikTok of the Wellerman Fergie London Bridge sea shanty mix up mashup that Aurora and I did. And we got a comment from Ella. The girlfriend definitely carried. And you know what, Ella? I clicked on your profile. All of your posts are of you and your fucking dog. And you know what? The dog fucking carried.
Yeah,
how about that?
Fuck you, Ella. Wait, unless you're a listener. Then, like, hey, Ella.
No, get fucked, Ella.
That was a very flirty, hey, Ella. Not a fan.
Sorry.
Me
and Ella are kind of a thing now.
Another little TikTok exchange that we had was from Dacta. The TikTok thinks Whaler Man is the only sea shanty. And then I Feel Dirty responds, they also think it's a shanty. Dacta responds.
You fucking idiots.
Yeah, I wasn't even going to start on that. Okay, Dacta. Well, guess what? I went onto your TikTok page, and in fucking March, you made a shortbread starter. Oh, did you know there's other types of breads? You're going to do... oh, sorry, we hopped onto the Whalerman trend. It's Wellerman, first of all. Second of all, get fucked, you basic.
Josh is heated right now.
He's heated. He's coming for you.
I bet Dacta also buzzed their head at the beginning of quarantine.
You know they did. And the person who responded and agreed, at I Feel Dirty on TikTok, that's the first person I added.
Well, you should.
You should feel dirty. Get
fucked. Also dumb.
They didn't have any posts, but you're still stupid. Back onto YouTube, King K commented on our Sea Shanty episode, Anyone else here from TikTok? I fucking hope they are. That's all I got for that one.
Thank you for watching.
And lastly, we had a comment on YouTube from Rodney Positive. Actual constructive constructive criticism. Thank you. So we don't need to talk about that. Thank you very much for the constructive criticism. However,
we won't be listening.
He left a,
a second comment.
He left a second comment that he, I believe, has since deleted. But we got the receipts, motherfucker. The weirdest thing about this is you look exactly like I thought you would, except I expected foot-long rat tails by now. So, Rodney, we are very sorry. We humbly ask for your forgiveness.
We take the criticism again. I've actually booked my appointment to get extensions, but only a rat tail extension.
Rat tail extensions?
Didn't you make a joke about that like not too long ago, how you just wanted a single Padawan braid extension?
Oh. Yes. Oh, I would love it.
That's the worst. I hate that.
No, I'm like super into Jar Jar Binks and stuff, so it'd be really cool.
Jar Jar Binks isn't a Padawan, nor does he have a Padawan hairpiece. He has skin.
Are those
ears or skin?
Yes.
No, wait, no.
Are ears not skin?
Fair enough.
No, guys, you're thinking of the wrong Jar Jar. You guys have been gaslit, dude.
Do we know any more Anakin? Jar Jars?
Darth Jar Jar had the Padawan braid.
Right. Of course, Darth, is it Darth Sidious?
Yep.
He's the one
totally
who taught
I totally know what everybody's talking about.
Well, talk about Star Trek, Ricky.
Speaking
no, you're not, because I know Star Trek.
Speaking Pranked. Of talking, let's get into the first story. Again, of course, we read stories from the internet, mainly Reddit, and we judge them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I be reading them. So this is actually a listener-submitted story.
Hell yeah.
If you want to submit, if you want to leave any mean comments, go ahead and you're clapped back on. Do so on Twitter, Instagram, that's at judgiespod. You can follow us on YouTube. Wait. All the links in the description.
How do you spell that, though?
I'm not sure. Erica?
Oh, I can tell you. It's JUDGIES pod. POD.
Okay. All the links will be in the description. Go check them out. Leave a review. All that good stuff. Share it with a friend so they can talk shit and get hit with a response.
Come back.
With love. Get hit with love because we love all of you.
All right. Listener submitted post from r/relationship advice, one of my personal favorite subreddits. My 36 male girlfriend, 26 female, makes her vagina talk to me and will not stop.
What?
She's amazing, cute, funny.
Her vagina talks.
Emotionally self-aware. Great communication skills. Everything I've ever wanted. She's also quirky and dorky, which is new for me, but I enjoy it.
I only date fucking cool girls.
Well, after a lifetime of dating bad bitches, I will now forever endorse dating dorks.
Wow.
Great alliteration. Forever endorse dating dorks. Except this one thing. She thinks it's incredibly funny to manipulate her vagina and provide a voice for it.
Oh, okay, are we talking like... like, she's holding it open and flapping it and saying, oh, get in here, buddy.
I hope so.
Are you speaking
from experience?
No.
I will just be minding my own business, playing Vidya or working on my laptop or whatever.
Playing what?
Vidya games.
Oh. I feel dumb now. Thanks.
And then, boom. Hey, handsome. How was your day? Are you hungry? I brought Cheez-Its. There she is, dress hiked up, no panties, both hands gripping her vulva a foot from my head and making her lips talk to me in this horrible, high-pitched Grover-esque Muppet voice. So
oh
you were
God.
Definitely closer.
I was just going to say, like, is she doing it, like, through pants, but she just gets full full nudity up there. Just
yep.
No, she takes him on down to Sesame Queef.
He's hard of hearing, so
boo.
He has to see the lips. He has to be able to read the lips.
Joshua, that gets an extra boo from me, dog. Like, that's a children's show.
Hard of hearing has to see the lips, Christian says.
I wasn't even paying attention to that horrible joke. Oh, my God.
Won't you take me down to Sesame Queef?
No.
All right.
I'm not.
I think both of those jokes are pretty good.
I'm sure you do.
Now, I don't understand how you can be praising someone that's quirky and dorky and different and then be upset when they do something. This is genuinely hilarious.
Yeah, I think this is...
But do it constantly?
I could see it getting a little
I'm sure
old.
He's over... It would
She's
never...
She's done it three times.
It would never get old. Are you kidding me? That would never get old. This is like having a personal Ace Ventura talk out his ass to you. Next thing you know, she's going to be fake birthing out of a rhino and be like, check it out. She's just like an up-and-coming physical comic, and she's trying to...
She's going to do that shit on stage. She's getting her own Netflix special.
Avant-garde, dude.
I would pay to watch an hour of stand-up delivered by this lady's vulva.
Just the new Jeff Dunham.
It's just boomer humor, but they're vulva lips. What? They're all racially, like,
yeah,
they're all just racist. God. There's the suicide bomber pussy.
Oh, my God.
No.
The old man pussy.
I'm not feeling any of these, guys.
No, this is gold. She's onto something here.
But this whole time you've been saying that, I've been thinking of trying to find my own alliteration, like Patricia the putrid pussy, or...
Yeah.
Or,
You know what? I'm on board with you. I don't like this anymore.
Victoria, the voluptuous vagina. I don't
voluptuous.
Know.
Voluptuous.
The voicing vagina? Right?
The
voicative?
Vulvus?
The vocal vulva.
There you go.
The vocal vulva.
Victoria, the vocal vulvas.
Man. That is...
Listen, I stand by. That would never get old to me. I think that's one of those things that definitely, like, maybe it gets old around, like, four or five times, and then it just increases right back up exponentially.
There's
like,
got to be a threshold 20th, where it gets funny again.
Like, you get home from a stressful day of work, and you're, like, sitting on the couch, like, fuck, boss is really up my ass today. I just need to sit down and play some video games and, like, take a, you know, grab a beer, sit down on the couch, like, get down and relax. Fucking
she just comes out.
She just comes up like,
I brought you Rocky Road ice cream. I know it's your favorite.
Fuck out of my house. Blowing up? Are you kidding me?
No, I think that she would like, I'm just imagining like you sitting on the couch and then she plops over the back of the couch with her legs up in the air to be like closer to your head. And she's like, hello.
Not only is she doing a very great physical comedy bit, but she also is doing a handstand, which is physically impressive.
She's on the couch.
You know what would be really cool is like time number 20. It's getting a little stale. She pulls in the butthole. She brings in Anita.
Anita the anus.
Yeah. You kind of got a Kermit the Frog Miss Piggy thing going here.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
All right.
Guys, I'm telling you. Reach out to this lady.
It would never get old. This dude, Elvis Aaron is his username.
So, how old? What was the age difference here again?
He's 36 and she's 26.
Okay, so she still has joy in her life.
She's trying to put a little bit of fun back in the relationship, and he's just thinking about the fucking Bears or some
he's
shit.
Like, my GameStop stocks are crashing.
Honey, I told you not to do that to me. Go do that to your other boyfriend.
Is that a comment?
No. Oh. No, these are screenshots. I don't have the comments.
It's going to be wild when next week I come to record the podcast and I just do just my... tip of my penis.
Oh my God.
It just zoomed in.
Just so just much. Enough that it's not.
Not
censored.
Totally. Yeah. You, like, we have beyond, like, questionable. Like, you can't really tell. Like, YouTube couldn't really get us because.
What if we did this?
Okay.
I'm gonna say no.
I'm open. I'm more open than this lady's labia about this thing.
Next week is my week to read. I come in with only science stories. Okay. That way it's a scientific video. And we can get away with it.
I am all about science stuff, so.
I'm just saying, this could be a big episode for us. This could be the next Whaler Man.
Whaler Man.
What would the name for the segment be? Like, Bill Nye the Penis Guy or something?
Pissy Chrissy's Penis
That's it.
Corner.
Party. Corner.
Party penis corner.
Yeah, you'll be over on the single shot, and then me and Erica will be.
Yeah.
Of course, you'll be
watching in horror.
All right, let's get into the next one. Also,
thank God.
A listener submitted
story. You guys coming in clutch this week.
This one's also wild. We got doozers today. That one was the lightest one, in my opinion.
Oh, boy.
You know me. I like them dirty. My 26 male, also from relationship advice. Significant others, 32 female. SOB, 13 male. It's her son. I don't know what SOB is. Other than son of a bitch.
Significant other's brother?
No, it's a kid. But
it's son of a bitch.
So it's my 26 male, significant other, 32 female, son, 13 male, poops his pants at least once a day. She says everything is fine and I need to stay out of it. What should I do?
Take that child to a doctor.
I don't have any kids of my own and I never really wanted kids, but I fell in love with my girlfriend and she has kids from previous relationships. We've started slowly the process of me moving into her house, and the thing I've noticed is that her 13-year-old son poops in his pants at least once a day. Most of the time, it's because he games most of the day, and he says that he's just too busy to get up and go to the bathroom. I'm also a big gamer, but I've never even heard of anyone doing this. Pee bottles, yes. But yesterday, it was really bad. Since we went to the mall and he wanted a Lego set and she said no. He literally stood there in the aisle at Target and pooped his pants to get under her nerves. She basically ignored him and we spent another hour at the mall to include going into an ice cream place and eating at the outdoor eating area with him pouting, crying, and smelling like poop.
I would say and this is, sitting in poopy butt cheeks.
This is a reasonable response to not getting Legos, if you ask me.
It is not. This is not a reasonable response for anything, any situation. Unless you're being, somebody breaks in your house, shit on command. Shit your pants.
You better shit or else I'm killing your whole family.
Just shit and he won't come near you.
Everyone at the ice cream place could obviously smell it. And I'm sure they knew it was one of the people in our group.
It's the one fucking waddling with shit in his pants.
There's little droplets coming out with every step he takes.
I sat in chocolate yogurt. It was frozen yogurt on the chair.
And it just so happened to be rotten.
I asked her when we got home if I could help her out and talk to him. At first, she said that her parenting agreement with his father specifically prohibits new partners from disciplining the kids. I said, maybe I just want to talk to him and tell him that's really antisocial behavior and how embarrassing it was to me.
The agreement with the husband is like, we don't stop him from shitting his pants. This is a family tradition I'm not willing to lose.
Yeah, I thought that's where he was going.
You can have the house. You can have the friends. You can have the car. But don't you take away my son shitting in his pants. He earned that right. That is our goddamn Second Amendment right. That's why they call it going number two. That's a good joke, Erica. That, fuck you.
You didn't get a boo. What more do you want from me?
She asked me what I didn't understand about not disciplining him. I said it's not discipline. It's just that I don't want to be in a house or at Target with a kid who poops in his pants. She then told me I could get the fuck out. I came back to my apartment, which has nothing since I moved it all to her house, and lease expires today, and I don't know what to do. What should I do here?
What bad timing.
What shit timing.
Yeah. This is a real shitty situation here.
With lots of shitty jokes.
Listen, this is why you don't date people with kids. You never know what you're getting. Well, you never know. You could be getting a fucking shitstorm ready to happen.
I feel like that's easy for you to say when you've never dated somebody with kids before.
Yeah.
Easy for me to say.
Have you tried dating me once I have kids, Josh?
That's true. Although if your guys' kid shits their pants when they're 13, I'm not going to Target.
He's a pro gamer.
We're going to DFS. Yeah. CFS? What is it?
DCFS.
DCFS. Thank you.
It does feel like this kid needs to, like,
talk to a therapist.
Grow up.
Yeah. No, I think it's a little deeper rooted than
fucking
just
pull himself
up
by his brute bootstraps.
His poop straps. Do you think it was a lot of poop every time or just like a little poop?
This is what I don't understand.
any amount of poop is too much poop for a 13-year-old boy to have in his pants. Okay.
What age does it become, like, weird? Because, like, Caitlyn Bennett did it, and she's doing fine for herself.
I would say it gets weird at, like, 21, 22.
Yeah.
I say that it gets weird after you're potty trained. Unless it's like, oops, I had an accident. Like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Or, like, you were holding it in too long, and, like, shit happens. But
don't. What if he's just got weak sphincter muscles and, like.
Then that's a medical issue, and he needs to go to a doctor. Well, I think anything after that that's not, like, an accident or something, if he's deliberately shitting his pants to get what he wants, that's a fucking issue.
Well, let's talk about the step boyfriend or like father-in-law or whatever. Stepfather-in-law.
Stepfather-in-law?
I don't know.
Her boyfriend.
Yes, her boyfriend.
Okay.
Just being like, I can condone pissing in bottles because you're about to get a fucking kill streak on Warzone. But don't you ever shit your pants. Like, imagine sitting in, like, a leather beanbag chair and just how, like, hot and gross that gets with shit in your probably sweatpants, right?
He's got to have, like, a rashy butthole, right? He's got to have butthole. A rash.
Yeah. This boy got diaper butt.
For sure. Honestly, he's probably better off wearing an actual diaper.
I don't know. I mean, he tried to get some, but his mom said no, so... He clearly had to shit himself to protest.
You're right. They were just like Lego brand.
Lego diapers.
Lego brand diapers.
I like the edges. They make me feel comfortable.
Stepping on a Lego is bad. Have you ever tried shitting on a Lego? It's glorious.
And then when
I like the Batman sets. What?
I said one accidentally goes.
Oh.
Oh, no.
That's where they say kids under the age of 13, because they expect by 13
you should know not to
shove them up your
it'd
butt.
It'd be a real problem too if it was like one of the flat ones where they get stuck and you can never get them back apart.
Oh yeah.
You have to use
the tool. Yeah. Like you go to a colonoscopy and they have to have that Lego puller aparter and like, okay, hold very still. What's that for a visual?
Yeah, I could have done without.
I enjoy this.
I could have done without both of these stories, to be honest. Listeners, the fuck?
Listen, this is, my hands are clean, baby. These are listeners submitted. This one only had like 13 upvotes at the time they submitted, so our listeners going deep here.
Also, I just feel like.
The commitment. You gotta respect
especially it. This shit story. Like, our listeners really just know us so well.
Very on brand here.
Yeah. I mean, I love it.
Yeah, I'm probably going to start bringing this into my home life.
I was going to say, this man literally loves Legos and shit stories. So,
what if this kid goes to therapy and his therapist has like a curtain and when she opens it up, it's just her talking through her vulva? Like, all right, tell me what's your problem today?
I keep shitting in my pants.
Oh, no.
He's mixing her vagina's Mickey Mouse now.
Correct.
I want to just warn you guys, I have a very. Experimental. I'm having a stroke.
Let me pussy talk. It's better.
This is a very experimental therapy session that I do here.
Imagine the dictation on a pussy talking.
Oh my gosh, that'd be so hot. Oh my god.
I know you said that you think that this. Shit one is worse, but I still think the pussy talk one was
really. I guess like I don't know. I think the pussy talk is so fucking funny.
I think it's pretty funny too.
Makes me uncomfortable.
Eric is gonna do this to me once, and I was like, he was right. It was terrible.
Next up, guys. Update. We hate it. Well, Erica liked it, but Christian, not a fan.
No, I'm not doing that.
She does it the fourth time, then I said, yeah, then it's I get funny. It. I get it now. Maybe three times. Rule of three. That's when things get funny.
Well, now, Erica, now you're really setting yourself up. It's going to be funny because we have now talked about how it's not funny. So when you do it, you're going to be like, this is fucking dumb. And then it's going to be hilarious.
You're going to do that TikTok trend where you do the fake laugh until you really laugh, but you're going to do it out of your vagina.
No. Oh, God.
Just do it until it's really funny. It's actually funny.
All right.
Is this our next TikTok? We'll next viral TikTok?
We'll do the bus it down challenge, but with a vagina talking, I guess.
As the only one in this group that literally has a vagina, we will not be doing that.
Are you not the only one that figuratively has a vagina? What's that supposed to mean?
That y'all are a bunch of pussies. No, I'm just kidding.
Let's go to break.
Okay. Hopefully you get some better stories when we come back.
Pretty fucked up.
Better? Better than those?
Yeah.
I need to apologize to our listeners. Those are listener submitted.
No, keep it up. Keep these stories coming.
Let's just like scrap this whole episode. Just cut
restart.
It. Just cut it.
Go back to our Christian roots. Oh, thank you.
We're just all going to go to stories that have too big of words and we can't read them. They're going to have words like experimental and there's like mental.
All right. We'll be back after we recoup. Bye.
After we recoup. Bye.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Guys, have you ever thought about this?
Well, what?
How funny it'd be if you walked in on your significant other, pull your pants down, pull your underwear down, and use your genitals to talk to him.
Oh my god. Okay. Are we back?
If you want to be.
I don't want to start off on that bullshit, so.
God. And welcome back on this side of the podcast. Christian, you want to explain? We're just going to skip over that, man.
No, we can just skip.
All right. On the second half of the podcast, for all your new listeners out there, we like to do something called the Circle Dirge, where we try to go outside of our little realm of the podcast, do something different, a little fun. And this week, Richard has the Circle Dirge. So what do we got?
Did we ever explain like how it got its name?
The Circle Dirge?
Yeah. I don't feel like I remember.
I think we did on like episode 3.
Okay.
We did it on the episode of Born. Did yeah. We called it a circle jerge.
Because we're all jerging. We're jerging around the circle.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
The right. Circle I mean, jerge. It's definitely transcended the original thought of it. It was really meant for us mm-hmm. to judge each other, and it's broken out of that.
It's just judging other people more, but slightly differently.
Yeah. It's just a different theme for part of the episode.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was scrolling through Facebook, as one does. Boomer. And I ran across a BuzzFeed article, as one does. And the title of this BuzzFeed article is 18 Things Millennials Do That Are No Longer Cool Anymore, According to Gen Z. So, like, get obviously. Fucking
laid. I bet you I don't do any of these.
I had to click on it.
Get student debt? You just don't even go to college, you fucking losers.
So the first one is wearing your hair in a side part, which like.
Uh-oh. Oh, wait. Am I middle part in it today?
You got a middle part today.
All right. Thank God.
But.
I'm JTGing it.
I've got.
You've got two side parts.
You're double side parted.
No, I put it up today because.
What were those one like bun things that were cool for a while?
Space buns.
Like what Snooki had?
Yeah. I was going to say like the Jersey Shore thing where it's like. It was like a. Thing that like popped up to give your hair like 4 feet of bun on the top.
I mean, that's just a messy bun.
No, there was something you put under your hair and then the bun sat on top of it.
That's not a bun, like a poof, like where it goes.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, but you physically put something underneath.
Like a piece of plastic.
It's called a poof.
Ah,
you poof it up. I think
you should bring those back.
No, we shouldn't. Anyway,
bring those back in the spray tan.
The whole point of me saying this is I have a side part. Okay.
And now you don't because you felt self-conscious about it?
No, I look very ugly with the middle part. But I put my hair up today because I haven't washed my hair in 2 days. So anyway, number two.
Very Zoomer thing to do.
Not wash my hair?
Gen Z, sorry. Yeah, they're like, oh, you go like 16 days without washing your hair. It's better for your hair.
No, I mean, it is, but yeah. I go like at max 4 days. usually wash three. Anyway, okay. Number two, Howard. Wearing skinny jeans.
Ew. Yeah.
But like,
that's one of those things we're going to look back on like in 20 years and be like, oh man.
I don't even think it means like, are we talking about like super skinny or just like fitted jeans?
It just says skinny jeans.
Because now like the cool thing is wear like mom jeans again.
Yeah.
Just like, I look so bad in mom jeans.
Yeah, most people look very bad in mom jeans.
They're not but, flattering. Like,
but like I wear like slim fit. I don't wear skinny jeans, but I wear slim fit jeans or whatever. I think I look better in them than the fucking boot cut.
Oh, something. No. This is definitely more for women than men.
Oh, okay.
Just you wait.
I just mean like the specific, like I think guys wearing tight skinny stuff jeans. Is in.
Still in?
Yeah. Just but look, wait. Take it from us fashion experts.
Us millennials.
Sitting over here with this fucking dumbass haircut.
I think that both of your hair looks very nice.
Oh, thanks for lying to us.
So I'm already like two in and I'm like, oh fuck, I'm old.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a cool young kid anymore. This is what being in my late 20s is like. Like, what the fuck? And then the next one was using the laughing while crying emoji.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no, that's my most used emoji. I'm like, this is spiraling out of control, you guys.
What else are you supposed to do to convey that I'm laughing?
Yeah, especially laughing hard.
I don't know.
I don't know if this is millennial or if it's more of a Zoomer thing. I mean, I don't have an iPhone. I've never had an iPhone. But when people on an iPhone react to like a comment and then they just like it, I get a whole ass text message that says
they
like. They like, yeah, I'll be like, oh, so-and-so likes this comment. It's like,
they cool. Heart reacted this comment. Yeah. It's like, I don't give a fuck.
Number four, showing off your Hogwarts house.
Oh, I thought they were going to say showing off your fucking hog.
Showing off your hog. Such a millennial thing to do.
Men should stop doing that. But I don't know. I feel like I was never really that into Harry Potter, so that one didn't apply to me. So I was like, okay, maybe it's not all bad.
This is going to ruin next week's Circle Jerge.
I had the coworker force me to take the sorting hat test.
Because she needed... We already know you fucking
loser. Well, yeah, she can literally guess your house and be like, this is what you are, and then you take it and she's always right.
What am I?
Gryffindor.
Cat?
Yeah.
Tell me what Erica is.
Cat? We all know what I am. We don't want to talk about it.
This baby boy's a Hufflepuff.
I'm a fucking Hufflepuff.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Wait, fucking... we have three houses here?
Yeah. I lie. I'm like, no, I'm a Ravenclaw. And then it's like, I can't say the word experimental.
I like how you genuinely stumbled again.
I don't know.
I'm Ravenclaw.
I don't get it. I've never seen Harry Potter.
Slytherins are dickheads. Gryffindors are like bosses. Bossy
also
ladies.
Dickheads.
Like in the opposite end of the spectrum. Hufflepuffs are just fucking beta bitches like me. Then Ravenclaws are like, actually?
I mean, this whole conversation is proving the point that we need to stop talking about Hogwarts.
I will never deny being a millennial.
Number five is...
I just think I'm 22 at all times.
Number five is using the word adulting.
I hate that.
I'm not a fan of that either.
I'm glad we never were in that click of people saying, uh-oh.
Ooh, I've never said...
Adulting is hard. Ugh,
so done adulting today. Although, we don't need to talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, I don't say it, but I definitely think this.
The next one is taking selfies from above, so like...
Ugh.
Which...
I mean, it used to be the best way to get a picture, but now that the camera's fisheye. Yeah, you can't do it from up top.
Really?
Well, and then the next one is like, these goddamn Zoomers didn't know the life of having to take like a selfie with your back camera. Like, the front-facing camera was a new thing. So now they're mad that we look at the screen instead of at the lens. And it's like...
We're all just Hillary Clinton trying to turn the camera around and like slamming her finger onto it.
I think... This is like the first point where it's been like, I'm glad I didn't do that. Because I've always been pro. I have low self-esteem, especially when taking photos. I'm like, I'm already looking ugly. I might as well just fucking go for as ugly as possible. So it's like...
Like every guy
under
does.
Chin. Oh, no.
You're basic.
I'm a millennial guy.
So number six is selfies. Number seven is selfies. And then number eight is using the word selfie.
What else are you supposed to call it? This we're such
self-portrait.
Fucking...
Did you ever see my self-portrait I sent you today?
Yes. Very good lighting. You must have taken an under picture. Nothing. up a picture.
They don't like that we say doggo, which I don't really say doggo very much. I don't think.
I've never said that word in my
Millennials life. Are very obsessed with dogs. That is a very millennial thing.
Are they
going
to bring up bacon next? Oh, God, don't bring up bacon next.
Number 13, liking bacon.
Yeah.
Okay, that checks out.
Pineapples on pizza, pizza, I mean, in general,
slaps.
Coffee.
Pizza slaps. Coffee's fine.
Saying I did a thing.
Yeah, that's very common for our generation.
Hashtag girl boss.
Didn't you say that?
Almost. I think I said boss bitch, but.
Obsessed with wine and anything rose gold.
Yeah.
Man, they really are. They've really nailed us down.
All right. What do you guys associate with the term black dress?
With the shirts underneath. No, obviously blue dress, right?
Mm-mm.
Huh?
It's nope. Not that song?
It is that song.
Huh?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like the black and blue versus white and gold. It nope. Was that song.
It says associating the term black dress with 303.
You're really showing your age here, Joshua.
Such a fucking boomer.
And then finally taking BuzzFeed quizzes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man.
I can't believe it was 303. I feel like I'm the only person in the world who loves 303, ironically.
I'm the only one that likes them.
Fun fact, 303 just released a song with Rebecca Black because yesterday was the 10th anniversary of the song Friday, and they did a remix of it, and it's fucking ass. The original is better. At me, Rebecca Black.
Who would have figured? It was still a bad song.
Rebecca Black is a very talented singer. She makes fine music, but she's a good singer. And then they just auto-tuned the fuck and high-pitched her, and it's unlistenable.
But isn't that how it is in the original Friday?
No, she's very nasally. She's like, it's Friday, Friday. This is like,
yeah.
I can't go high, but you know.
Sure.
You can blame me on not going high. It's just you can't sing, dude. Well,
I think I nailed that. Black dress. With the tights underneath.
You're too embarrassed to even say the whole either.
I forgot the lyrics.
And she's an actress.
But she ain't got no teeth.
She said something about a trust fund. Becky.
This is me and
got a queef.
This is me and Aurora's theory. That dude is obsessed with teeth. He mentions teeth like 3 times in that song.
Sure.
So it's fun to replace every single rhyme on the end of it
with teeth.
Teeth. Yeah.
That makes sense.
To tell your boyfriend. If he says he's got teeth, then I'm a vegetarian. Look, I don't like that I know all the lyrics to the song.
Teeth.
Teeth, yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, moral of that story is, guess we're fucking old.
And what's really funny is we have a decent amount of listeners that are Gen Xers, and they're not going to know what the fuck that song is. So if you need to look it up, it's Don't Trust a Hoe by 303, I believe is what it's called.
It's quality 2009, yeah. 10
yes.
Music.
It's so garbage. Mm-hmm. 303 is so ass. Just the fact that their logo is this, and I hate that. Mm-hmm. Why do I know so much about 303?
Yep.
All right. You done?
I'm done.
I'm crying laughing emoji over here.
This feels like boomer PR spin to like get the heat off of them, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah, this is Wall Street. This
we've
is
been getting
hedge
dragged
funds.
Hard enough. We need to get them fighting each other.
Hedge funds are ladder shorting GME and also like dunking on millennials just to get all the heat off of them at once.
It's never gonna work, boomers. You fucking suck.
We're holding the crying laughing emoji to the fucking moon, you assholes.
To the moon.
Mm-hmm. All right, you ready for the last story?
Yes.
Now this is one that I found. Erica, you're going to love this.
I can't
wait. About a girl that talks with her vagina but also shits her pants every day.
Hopefully not at the same time.
So, first story was about vagina. Second story was about ass. This is called Female Anus Too Close to Vagina. Hi.
Hello.
Very cordial. I've been with a few women in my life. Good brag.
Clearly an expert.
And one thing I've noticed is that the female anus is incredibly close to the vagina.
It's way too close to the vagina.
In fact, they're barely an inch apart. I'm not sure about other guys, but doesn't this disturb you? It feels like a design flaw in women, actually. Like, they're supposed to be so feminine and beautiful, yet this ghastly little oversight is ruining everything. Somehow it feels to me that women should be more aware of this flaw, and it should affect their confidence. Whenever I see a so-called beautiful woman walking down the street, so carefree, thinking she's all that.
I know that her butthole and vagina are less than an inch
apart. I just remember her anus is only 1 inch away from her pussy and laugh her into oblivion. Women. Erica, perk up.
Listening.
Please accept that they're too close together. Let it negatively affect your confidence and so make yourselves more readily available sexually as a result.
I was just, is this dude trying to neg every female in existence?
After all, we're having to sleep with a creature whose anus is only 1 inch away from the vagina. You should not make this difficult. It's unappetizing enough as it is. We're doing you a favor. And he's British because he spelled it with a U.
Does he know that his butthole's only less than an inch away from his balls?
Men, do not let women forget this flaw, and do not forgive them for it. Remind them of it constantly, lest they get inflated egos and think they're all that. And a bag of shits.
Boo.
It makes sense. I see where this dude's coming from.
I'm incredibly upset by this.
Explain.
I hope that this man never gets touched by a woman ever, ever, ever again.
How do you know it's a man?
That's a good point.
Because only men would fucking say that shit.
That's very true. Here's the one point I have to agree with him on.
They are too close. The whole point.
A butthole should be in the middle of your butt cheeks, right? Why is it at the bottom end of your butt cheeks?
Are you trying to lay down on a toilet?
I mean, we would have a differently designed toilet. We'd have a urinal-style toilet.
Going to like a masseuse, but instead of the head hole, it's the butthole. And they're just like pushing your intestines and just shoving the shit out of you.
Doesn't it seem like your butthole should be in the middle of your butt cheeks? Why do you guys so much butt cheek if the butthole's on the bottom?
I think we should have a butthole like out of your hand or something. Just
no, because you got to use your hands. You want
third hand.
Okay, now I'm on board.
And then have a pussy on the other hand. That way you can do this and they're super far apart.
Someone giant like me, it could be at least 6 foot 10 inches apart.
You do not have a 6 foot 10 inch wingspan.
Don't tell this audience. I've been my New Year's resolution, Joshua. You're ruining the magic
here. I'm sorry, your New Year's resolution was to be a fucking condor. Goddamn freak. Erica?
I'm upset. I'm uncomfortable. I just want this man to know, again, it has to be a man that said this, that his mother's pussy ripped all the way to her asshole to push that fat fucking head out. Okay?
Oh, C-section. That's fine.
Well, then he's not a real human. He's a tumor baby.
Oh my God.
Ouch.
Just kidding.
Hot take.
I don't actually feel that way. But he's a piece of shit no matter what.
Yeah.
Practically, probably came out of his mom's butthole, so.
So you do poop babies out?
Kind of.
A little bit.
Listen, I don't know if Aurora wants me to dox her like this. Literally the day before I saw this post, she goes, "You ever think about how close a vagina and a butthole is?" And I was like, I've never thought of that. Like, that's not something that's run through my mind.
Josh goes, "I've never thought of that." As he was just cleaning up from accidentally pooping on his own nuts because they're too close.
Is that a thing that happens?
It's a design flaw.
I would imagine if
your balls hang down that
real
low.
Real dangly
and
ones, yeah.
I also feel like if you had like bad diarrhea, I could see it happening.
I could see it like splashing back up.
Yeah.
But like, also, another take.
So just write in. If you've pooped on your own balls, write in.
Men are so, like, this dude's complaining about this, but men are constantly like, throwing up the shocker, the rocker, Betty Crocker, whatever bullshit. I don't know what you guys all call it. I'm just saying.
The Betty Crocker?
I'm pretty sure that's one of them.
Oh, my God.
Is that where you put a fucking dash of sugar in that bitch?
You deviant. How do you know this?
I don't know, because I grew up in a fucking small town with disgusting boys.
Continue about the shocker, rocker, Betty Crocker.
All I'm saying is...
What combo?
They're so quick to say that, oh, it's disgusting that there's girls have a butthole. Oh my God. And then they're constantly want to put stuff in there.
If this wasn't a if this design flaw was removed, you couldn't accidentally slip in. You know, am I right?
Yeah.
Whoa, brother, you got that one right.
Now look, this was posted on. I saw it on two different subreddits. 2X chromosomes, and then also bad women's anatomy.
Uh-huh.
Although arguably not bad women's anatomy.
No,
it's arguably correct women's anatomy.
It's just bad all around anatomy because butthole should be in the middle of butt cheeks and not at the bottom of the butt cheeks.
I mean,
we're gonna have to do a poll on this one, guys.
I could see like maybe a couple inches higher. I think they're fine
the way they are.
I think it's fine. It just could be improved if it was in the middle of your butt cheeks instead of at the bottom of your butt cheeks.
Erica and maybe some female listeners that we have, or I should say any listeners that have a vagina and a butthole.
Sure.
This was a copypasta, so it is fake. Like, it's just someone creating a thing. And obviously, if you create that, it's going to be rooted in misogyny and maybe a little bit of homophobia and all that good stuff. But it's not like a real person has that take, theoretically.
I'm sure there's some fucking asshole out there that has a similar
they
take.
They read it and they're like, huh, this guy's onto something.
But yeah, it was really funny to me because...
Because you're not a woman?
They are too close. I don't want the pussy that close to the asshole. I eat the asshole. I don't want that pussy anywhere near it.
That's fair.
I'll get pussy juice in my butt. Are you kidding me? I'm trying to get.
I don't want it talking in my ear while I'm trying to eat ass.
Hey, Elvin, you're going down.
I don't.
I just want you all to know that Josh is making this motion. So I don't like it. That's a bad deal.
It's a bad deal. Look, all I'm saying is. This dude kind of got a point. And also, women should sleep with men more. Thoughts?
No.
Yeah, it's fine.
That one checks out.
What we do on this podcast, a little bit of behind the scenes, we know a lot of the stories are fake, right?
This is news to me. I've believed every story that we've heard.
We know a lot of the stories are fake. And
Erica, do you know, we've said multiple times, like, the last line of most of them is, this story was made up for internet points.
I must turn my ears off at that point. I mean, are you about to tell me that wrestling is fake?
Oh, you shut the fuck up. Don't either of you do this for me.
That's what I'm saying. No internet story has ever been fake, ever.
But we put on a facade, much like our beautiful co-hosts to my left, that suspend disbelief. We like to have fun with it. And when I saw this on that subreddit, there were so many people genuinely, like, sort of like what Erica was doing, just flipping shit. Like this guy, blah, blah, like, needs to go to hell. Blah. It's like, guys, it's fake.
They're shitting their pants as much as a 13-year-old playing video games.
It took me less than 10 seconds to find out that it was a copypasta. And these people were having the worst day of their lives trying to be like, this is disgusting. I'm a man, and I would never think this way. Like,
and Joshua's over here calling me a dumb, stupid idiot because I believed it and got heated. So I guess we'll just end here tonight, guys, while I go cry. Thanks a lot for listening.
You're going to cry out your pussy?
I might just bring up a tear right now just to make you feel bad.
I would
never. I'm working on it. Do you think? Give me time.
Erica, those tears are about as real as these stories we read.
Do you doubt that I can bring up a tear?
No, I don't.
Do you guys?
Okay, good. Because I would have to do it just to prove you.
Do you guys think this guy thinks that, like, the nose and the mouth are also too close? Is it, like, all orifices should be more than an inch apart?
Yeah, he's like, we should be a beach ball with an orifice on as far apart as we can. God messed up, guys. All I'm saying is... The sea urchin really got it right.
He got it right with the ears, but every other hole he fucked up.
Equidistant as far away as they can on the head. Eyes way too close. How are we supposed to see predators sneaking up from behind us?
That's fair.
Everyone got, of course, giraffe eyes. And then, wait, how close is a giraffe pussy in a giraffe butthole?
Well, the thing is, it's just as close as a human pussy and butthole. It's just
on a different proportion.
Longer. It's like they're vertebrae. It's the same. They got the same number of vertebrae. It's just they're a little bit longer. But not the distance between their pussy and their buttholes. That's the same as a human.
I don't like the term, like, giraffe pussy. That's just like, yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
All right. Well, if you are a fan of this, please.
This has been quite the episode, guys.
We really went blue this episode.
Yeah. Look. Like, sorry, I guess.
We were submitted, listeners submitted stories that were very naughty, and I had to stay on theme.
Sure.
That's me doing due diligence to the listeners.
Yep.
Yeah. Listeners, or blue keep sending diligence. Them in.
Okay, we should probably end this a little quicker.
Or Bob Dylan gents.
Nope, we should end it even quicker than that.
All right, well, if you liked my puns, thank you. And please
Joshua,
share the podcast.
Not everybody on the internet's telling you the truth.
Ouch.
Oh, my God. What am I supposed to do? This was my whole life. I quit my job. Oh, news, I quit my job today. In the process of selling my house so I can move out to LA and really make it as a stand-up.
And leave us behind.
Well, I thought you guys would see that I did it as like an act of courage and like join me and be like, if he did it, so can we. Like, I didn't want to like force you into doing it, you know. I wanted to be on your own volition. So I figured if you don't want to come, I can go and get two funnier hosts to do it with me. And
this bitch.
Move to like the Bay Area. And hang out with like Mayor Garcetti. He seems like a cool dude.
Okay, well, I guess. Josh, guess the pod's breaking up, you guys.
I want to really thank you for being such a down bud with me, dude. Because I haven't told Erica about this yet. My job and put our house up for sale.
Let's go, dude.
It's not
because I read your diary and saw that this was your plan, and I figured.
Now,
Erica doesn't need to worry about this.
Sure.
Listeners
She'll
may
just follow me, I'm sure.
Think that was a huge funny. Invasion of privacy, but I do keep my diary at Christian's nightstand for him to read. Yeah. Also, I think I fucked up the mayor of New York. I think I said
New York. You said LA.
Oh, yeah, I said the mayor of New York's name, right?
It's Cuomo.
Who's Garcetti?
I don't know.
All right. Well, Erica, tell them where they can find us on social media.
I mean, we talked about it at the beginning of the pod, so you guys should know.
I was correct. Eric Garcetti is the mayor of LA.
But how about you tell him again, just in case?
Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Judgy's Pod, JUDGIES.
Easy. Forget about it.
Forget about it.
I'm Eric Garcetti in LA. Forget about it. if you want to leave a review, please do so. You can do that on iTunes.
iTunes.
5 stars. And leave a little comment. We'll read it on the pod.
Mm-hmm. I just checked. At the beginning, we didn't have any new ones, so like...
Get on it, guys. What are you doing?
Bad audience, I guess.
Christian?
Yeah, it's your guys' fault, not ours.
Christian, where can they send us stories?
If you have a story you found that you want to submit to the podcast, have them read, you can send that in to judgiespod@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or you can DM us, that's fine.
Twitter, Instagram. TikTok. You can leave us a comment on YouTube. Leave us a comment on TikTok. We'll clap back.
You're going to catch these clapbacks. You're going to catch the clap if you leave us a comment.
Oh, God.
I might clap back, guys.
Wait. Is catching the clap just when you use your labia to go real hard to, like, give applause?
Okay, bye.
I think that's enough for tonight.
Bye.
You can't tell me those stories weren't gold.
Judges love you.